Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's Meowijuana.com.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
oh, hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin
all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now, and I love Mondays because we get a chance to visit with no less than Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. She joins us. She's been glued to the TV, watching all she can of James Comey. Is that right or is that not right?
No, I was actually watching The Knights.
Ah, don't you love that? I thought that was
absolutely.
That was a great win last night.
Yeah, 3-0. So here we go. But I did read the transcripts. I did catch, the highlights again of his egoism. His ego leads the way. And I think one of the most telling things out of that interview, and there were many, was that basically everyone assumed that Hillary Clinton was going to be president. And this assumption, based on the polls and based on the punditry, affected his decision. It affected his investigation. And so he was compromised. He was compromised by polls. I mean, that's how he's conducting investigations of whether or not he's going to issue an exoneration or whether or not he's going to issue a subpoena is based on some polling.
It makes no sense at all. The question is, do you believe him when he says, well, I'm not, a couple of things that he was asked by George Stephanopoulos. He said, well, I really don't know. I don't know if I really believe that this was politicizing. I don't really know this. I don't really know that. There was a lot of stuff he didn't know in that interview with George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah, denial is not only a river in Egypt. This is the typical Democrat strategy, and James Comey is a compromised Democrat. He led with politics. He investigated with a political bend. He obviously politicized the FBI, whereby his underchief, Andrew McCabe, according to the IG report, had lied no less than four times, and what they call is lack of candor. Well, that's lying. And so this pervasive behavior that, and the vitriol, the obvious vitriol that Comey had towards this president definitely infected the ranks of the FBI. Even his chief intelligence officer, Peter Strzok, thought he was somewhat of a Superman who was going to save the world from Donald Trump and execute an insurance policy against him, which was nothing more than opposition research, signed off by a compromise now Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein in order to spy on a political campaign and undermine an administration, the current administration. What I really hope comes out of all of this is that that Comey just keeps talking, because the more he talks, the more he implicates. The more he talks, we have now Loretta Lynch, just an hour or two prior to his groundbreaking interview with George Clintonopoulos, said that Comey never expressed any concerns to Loretta Lynch, and she's worked with him for 30 years. So now we have Andrew McCabe throwing Comey under the bus, Comey throwing Loretta Lynch under the bus, Loretta Lynch throwing Comey under the bus, and pretty soon we're going to run out of body bags.
Let me ask you... The president did a tweet storm over the weekend about James Comey. Many references to jail, just one word sentences, jail. Do you think that anything James Comey did as FBI director or shortly after, do you believe any of them are criminal acts?
Yes, he leaked classified information, government documents. And he lied to Congress. That's what we know of. That's what's known. So those two things are known.
Okay. So why is the Justice Department under Jeff Sessions? Why isn't the FBI under Chris Wray? Why aren't they going after James Comey? Why aren't they putting handcuffs on him and perp walking him?
Well, why are they slow-walking documents? And what's interesting is that they're slow-walking documents because they're afraid Congress will leak. Their own FBI was leaking. Andrew McCabe was leaking. Comey was leaking. Everybody in the FBI was leaking. You can't allow the investigators to investigate themselves. We have a compromised, as I said, Rod Rosenstein, who was very involved in Uranium One. We have an inept, incompetent AG by the name of Jeff Sessions, hashtag where is Jeff Sessions. Great, I'm glad he's cleaning up the streets of MS-13 gang members, but I would like him to clean up the swamp. He is somewhat, I don't know if he's compromised, but for him to be as naive and foolish as he was to go to some lifelong ethics committee members, within the DOJ that basically told them, oh yeah, you need to recuse yourself, and then believe that pile, it defies any sort of logic. Where were the ethics committee members, these lifelong sages of ethics, when there was plenty of unethical activity going on at the DOJ, started with Eric Holder, who was held in contempt of Congress. And then, of course, we have Loretta Lynch meeting in the middle of the summer on a 108-degree tarmac with a person who is under investigation by the DOJ, which would happen to be Bill Clinton. We just uncovered there are 30 documents related to that supposed meeting, or that meeting that we were never supposed to find out about. Remember, that meeting was supposed to be clandestine. The only reason we found out about the meeting between Loretta and Bill was because there happened to be a local Phoenix reporter at the airport who noticed the planes and then was told by the FBI, no pictures, please.
Wow. And by the way, we now know that meeting... all they talked about were grandkids and golf. Is that right? Is that my understanding?
30 pages. I don't have grandkids, but I don't think my grandma or my grandpa, when they were around, sat around for hours in the middle of a 108-degree tarmac talking about how great or how awful I was. If they golfed, it certainly wouldn't take up 30 pages of conversation either. This is nothing but a ruse, and any fool that would believe and allow this type of illegal, or at least seemingly illegal, behavior to continue is why we have so much lawlessness. You know, it takes me back to the time where Comey exonerated Hillary Clinton before she was even interviewed. When he came out after he found out about this clandestine meeting between Loretta and Bill, and then needed to reopen the investigation based on some information from the pedophile Wiener's computer, he said, No reasonable prosecutor, which wasn't needed, by the way, no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute this because she didn't have intent. Well, the Navy seaman who actually happened to have a photo on his phone, whose life was destroyed by the Justice Department for just having a picture on his phone, he didn't have intent to have that picture on his phone. Well, you don't need intent to be charged under the espionage statute. That is something Comey created in the statute in order to exonerate Hillary Clinton.
More coming.
All you have to do is mishandle classified information when it's in your possession.
More coming up from Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. We'll talk more about the nonsense going on in Washington. In fact, Michael Cohen is in a federal courtroom right now with Stormy Daniels. What is going to become of Michael Cohen? What about Stormy Daniels? And is it much ado about nothing? We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Wanted.com.
Hi, I'm Amy Jones, and I am running for Assembly District 35. As a mother of three, I am very concerned about our failed educational system here in Southern Nevada. Every legislative session, we allocate more money to a broken system with no improvement. Our children are our most valuable resource. They deserve much better. As a real solution, I will push for school choice, which has proven to be successful in raising performance standards. We must fund educational savings accounts. As I fight for my children, I will fight for yours. Go to electamyjones.com. Paid for by Elect Amy Jones.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto's Taco Shop.
real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by David Gibbs for Nevada. That's David Gibbs for Nevada. Kevin Wall with you, joining us, of course, as always on this Monday. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. And I want to ask you about this Michael Cohen thing. He's in a federal courtroom today, and supposedly Stormy Daniels is going to be in that courtroom with him. What do you make of this? Do you think there's any criminality that we're actually talking about? And the whole notion of the $130,000 payment and whether that non-disclosure agreement should be in force or not in force, what do you make of all of this?
Well, since we're operating under the fact or under a new fact, I guess, or a new era, where attorney-client privilege is no longer sacred, I'm waiting for Loretta Lynch's attorney's offices, home, and hotel room to be raided. I'm waiting for James Comey's attorney's offices, home, and hotel room to be raided. I'm waiting for Samantha Power's attorney, Uma Abedin's attorney, Hillary Clinton's attorney, Barack Obama's attorney, Michelle Obama's attorney. Why not? Because the whole premise of the special counsel investigation was not based on a crime. You cannot find a crime that he was supposed to investigate. It was supposedly collusion with the Russians, which is not a crime. There was no crime or statute stated that Donald Trump had engaged in. It was all based on counterintelligence through a opposition research from the Hillary Clinton campaign. So the whole special counsel appointment was an absolute farce. The special counsel investigation has been an absolute farce, but what's not a farce is the abridgment and the absolute destruction of attorney-client privilege.
Do you think, Megan, that this may end up being the get-out-of-jail-free card, that because Robert Mueller went so far beyond Russian collusion into crimes that may or may not have happened 10, 12 years ago, talking about Paul Manafort and some of the stuff, the money laundering and some of the other stuff that he's been involved in, allegedly. Do you think, though, this may be the get-out-of-jail-free card, that when this does go to court, when these matters are adjudicated, that it may be the evidence that a judge may just say, I'm going to dismiss this. This is fruit of the poison tree.
Well, one would hope so, but I guess it depends on really who appointed the judge and how, if the judge is a progressive, meaning that they don't apply the law as it's written. They interpret the law in order to protect the politically protected, which is, of course, the progressives, who have been entirely lawless, who have weaponized government against their political enemies. But, you know, when the Republicans find either a spine or someone like Eric Holder to enforce the law, apply the law against our political enemies, who are the Democrats. The Democrats will be screaming and grabbing at the Constitution, which they've absolutely destroyed because it favors them. It justifies the ends of their means. And so when the Democrats find the Constitution, you can count on the fact that they are afraid that the law actually might be equitably applied as it is written and not as it's progressively interpreted.
A couple of other issues I want to get into. Since we last talked, Mark Zuckerberg testified before not one, not two, but three congressional committees. He did two committees combined and one single committee in the House of Representatives. We have information, at least, that nearly 1 in 10 Americans have deleted their Facebook accounts. That's 10% of their business down the tubes. What did you think of Mark Zuckerberg? Was he credible, or was he just self-serving?
Well, I think he was self-serving, and, you know, well, we don't censor, but we censor hate speech, and then he can't tell you what hate speech is, and then he says, well, he basically has a problem with bias because of where he's located. You know, when they deem a Diamond and Silk, two black female Trump supporters, as unsafe to the community, how else has he deemed other people unsafe to the community? I've noticed a significant drop in my traffic, even if I do promote my Facebook page. And I write about in the era of privacy, the privacy breaches in the era of weaponized government. You can find that on ReaganBabe.com. What you can also find is what I posted this morning, which is user privacy is at Google's turn to be raked over the coals. Because what's interesting is that the Washington Post last week had said that Google executives were originally invited to testify on the use and abuse of data, but the Senate committee ultimately decided against pursuing it. Why? You know, according to many, and specifically this quote, Google really has a much bigger footprint when it comes to tracking and profiling the everyday lives of billions of people. And it's often very invasive and very sensitive information. Many people try to Google search what they wouldn't even tell their own partner. Now, when we look at Google, we have to look at Eric Schmidt. Eric Schmidt is a huge bundler and activist for Barack Obama. He went to the White House no less than 13 times, specifically around the time that the FTC was going to bring antitrust charges to Google and then mysteriously dropped those charges after Obama was elected in 2012. Eric Schmidt was instrumental in the data scraping that the Obama campaign had used with Facebook and exclusively with Facebook to take 100 million Facebook profiles, but that was never approached. That was an issue for Democrats then. They were actually called digital masterminds by the New York Times. So this data scraping had been happening since 2012, but as soon as a Republican uses the same methodology as the Barack Obama campaign headed by Eric Schmidt, all of a sudden we need congressional hearings, but Eric Schmidt is just conspicuously not present.
Wow. To be continued, Megan, if folks want to find out more about what you are doing, what you're doing with my friend Brian and all the other projects you're into, where can they go?
They can go to ReaganBabe.com for much of my writing, at ReaganBabe on Twitter, at ReaganBabe.com on Facebook, and at MediaEqualizer.com for tweets and stories and all that good stuff. So MediaEqualizer and ReaganBabe.com.
I love it. You have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Sounds wonderful.
Thank you. That's Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joining us. And you never have to ask her twice what she thinks about a given topic. Nah, she is absolutely wonderful. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by the committee to elect Craig Mueller. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's my favorite part of the program. Kevin Wall with you. It is Live and Local Now. Great to have you with us. This is the segment where we give you a chance to talk about whatever is on your mind. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. All you have to do is call in at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things we want to do is we want to talk with you about what's on your mind. For the first 2.5 hours of this program, we talk about what it is we want to talk about, or what I want to talk about. And normally it has something to do with something that is current news, something that's happening today or happened last night or since we last talked. We talk about the things that matter to me, but in this final half hour, we talk about issues that matter to me. This is where we make sure that that we're talking about what you want to talk about. We'll get to your calls in just a second.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Craig Mueller, Republican candidate for Attorney General. As I've traveled across all parts of this great state over the last few months, it has become clear to me Nevadans are fed up. They are fed up with being controlled by their government through decree instead of governed by them through consent. They are fed up with over 86% of the land controlled by unelected federal bureaucrats who live 2,300 miles away in Washington. They are fed up with seeing the Constitution and our state laws ignored, not enforced. Well, I'm fed up too. That's why I'm running to be your next Attorney General. And when elected, I will file suit against the Bureau of Land Management to get them out of Nevada. Whenever the federal government oversteps its authority, I will push back. I will serve Nevada and the U.S. Constitutions and the people of Nevada, not special interests. But I can't do it without your help. Please go to Craig4Nevada.com to learn more about me and how you can support my race. That's Craig4Nevada.com.
Okay, I want to get to this whole issue of Michael Cohen and whether the raid, the FBI raid, and by the way, this was not a Robert Mueller raid. And I want to make sure we're clear on that. This was the FBI. This was a referral to the FBI and the Department of Justice. And they found a federal judge who would issue a warrant. But was it justified? That is the ultimate question. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not an attorney, but I think this is an affront to the attorney-client privilege issue. Now, to me, it's not enough to say, well, we'll sort this out eventually. That we're going to get all of this guy's stuff. All his hard drives, all his laptops, his tablets, phone records, all of it. And then we'll go to a federal judge or an arbitrator, and we'll find out what constitutes attorney-client privilege. Now, if there's correspondence on there with Michael Cohen's tax attorney and he's cheating on his taxes, well, then that's something else. But the big question is it justified? Is there a way of justifying it? And that's something I don't have the answer for it right now until we know what it is that the FBI has in its possession. And by the way, when are they going to tell us that? That's the question. Renee, let's go to Renee. Renee is listening in Las Vegas on 790 Talk Now.
Hi.
Talk That Rocks. Good morning, Renee. What's up?
Well, I just found out this week, and no one has brought this up. There's a woman by the name of Lisa Barsoomian. And she used to be an attorney for the Clintons. And it turns out she's Rod Rosenstein's wife.
Repeat that again, because I got lost in that one.
There's a woman, an attorney. Her name is Lisa Barsoomian. And she's an attorney. And she used to be the attorney for the Clinton family.
Whoa.
And she's married to Rod Rosenstein.
And
this hasn't been, I haven't heard this anywhere yet.
Is there any allegation of impropriety when she was attorney for the Clintons or since then?
I haven't researched it enough. As I said, just found out this weekend, and it just says that she is a prominent attorney in D.C., actually represented the Clinton crime family.
Whoa. Thanks, Renee. No. In fact, I'll Google her. I'll find out more about this woman. Let's go to Joel. Joel, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
I want to address your question about justification.
Yes.
Until we know what was taken, there's no way to know one way or the other. So to assume that it was not justified is just as bad as saying that it was. So my suggestion is that we be patient and that we wait and see what is presented in court and then make a decision as to whether or not the search warrant was justified. Because apparently, according to the judge who signed off on it, it was.
Well, but, I mean, no. But you're giving the judiciary more credit than maybe it deserves. It was the judiciary. FISA judge signed off on the FISA warrants, and it turns out
this was not a FISA warrant.
No,
you're mixing apples and oranges. What does a FISA warrant have to do with Cohen and a search warrant for his house and his office?
Well, let me have you listen to a guy that I respect a lot, and that's Trey Gowdy. And in fact, let's go to cut one real quick and see if we can squeeze that in before we go to break. But Trey Gowdy is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, and he was on with Chris Wallace yesterday and handled that question about who it is that signs off on these warrants. And listen to Trey Gowdy with Chris Wallace.
As a former federal prosecutor, are you convinced that this raid was appropriate or at least on its face not inappropriate?
Oh, well, here's what we know. We know a neutral, detached federal magistrate had to sign off on the search warrant. We know that it requires the highest levels of DOJ permission to seize attorney-client records. And by that, I mean the attorney general or the deputy attorney general. And we also know it must have nothing to do with Bob Mueller's probe, either directly or indirectly, or he would not have referred it. What we don't know is what the basis of the probable cause was, what was searched, and what was seized. But so we know a little bit. We don't know a little bit. I think the most important thing we know is that a neutral, detached federal judge that has nothing to do with politics signed off on this warrant.
Okay. Now, here's my problem with that. And Joel, this is my point I want to make to you. Supposedly, a neutral, detached magistrate, judge, had to sign off on that FISA warrant that was based on information bought and paid for by the Democrat National Committee and the Clinton campaign. That was supposedly, whether the judge was hoodwinked into doing it or whether they were part of some sort of conspiracy against the president. That's how we got to the special prosecutor. And remember, some of the information that was leaked by the leaker in chief, James Comey, was information that he was very specific. I gave this to my professor friend to release to the New York Times because I wanted to make sure there was a special prosecutor. And I wanted to make sure, I wanted to ensure that there was going to be a special prosecutor. Now you've got a supposedly detached, neutral magistrate signing off on a warrant to raid Michael Cohen's house, his hotel room, and his office. And I'm sorry if I'm a little skeptical. I apologize for my skepticism. But you know, we are assuming that every magistrate is neutral and detached. We know now that that's not true, or that they can't be fooled by prosecutors. We'll see what you think coming up on the other side. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can't. I've only got one line open, but you can seize it. I'll make sure we get everybody in our final segment. How about that? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you, the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, KevinWallRadio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
They got Tesla, we got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Let's check in with my buddy, Pat Casale, from the MultiCare Group, and he joins us. Where are you today? Are you here in town or are you outstate?
No, I'm in town. I'm actually going to lunch with a company called HAFA, Health Insurance Agents for Americans. Going there now. But more importantly, you know, I listen to all these people with their ideas. If they had anything, you really think they're going to let Trump do all the things he's doing? The guy's, he's got nothing, there's nothing on him. He's clean as could be.
But what about Michael Cohen?
My, Michael Cohen's going to get a slap on the wrist, just like the last guy that got 30 days in jail on a $20,000 fine. Nothing.
So they're
grabbing at straws.
So in other words, this is the ultimate in fishing expeditions.
Think about it. Comey comes out with his book the same weekend. You're hearing all the facts behind McCabe's dirtiness. Oh, and McCabe reported to whom? That be Comey.
Yeah.
Yeah, Comey's out there, and they're giving him the first crack to say his side. And if you listen to him, Wallace is not a Trump supporter, and even he said the book is garbage. I mean, you're dealing with a guy who really has taken the FBI to a whole new low. And McCabe is a proven commodity of lies, cheating, and stealing. And for us Americans, we'll look at the FBI, and it'll never be the same. Is there ever going to be justice again in America when the FBI can use the FISA warrant? They're making a glorified hooker into being wronged. Her lawyer is going to make all the money. But everything that came out against Clinton, it's a story. It's a tale. It's this. It's that. Kevin, Donald Trump's going to walk away from this like he's doing everything else because he's done nothing wrong. He's not that stupid.
Let me ask you though. Do you think they'll find anything with Michael Cohen? I mean, similar to with Manafort, there was money laundering and different things like that that they've charged him with. Do you think they will find things totally unrelated, even this $130,000 payment that might end up being an in-kind donation to the Trump campaign? Do you think they'll find anything outside of Russian collusion? Do you think they'll find anything on Russian collusion with Michael Cohen?
No Russian collusion at all. You're gonna use the word. Are they gonna find anything? Because they're going through every little nook and cranny. They may find certain things that he did that may not have 100%. The truth be told is the attorney-client privilege could be going out the window, and the reality is people have to wake up and smell the coffee. You know what? This wasn't a FISA deal. You know, your last speaker, Joel, is correct, but the reality is our rights as citizens are being impaired, okay? You got college kids walking around saying, do away with the First Amendment rights. I mean, we got problems in America that nobody's really looking at. And you know what? If Trump really was in bed with the Russians, and why would he circumvent them by taking away all the? He's giving them all kinds of penalties. He's bombing away at Syria. None of this would happen. I mean, none of this would come to the forefront. They're going after Trump on every level. They're scared to death. And I will say this, and I'll let you go on this note. They keep talking. They keep throwing the word around impeachment. Be careful what you wish for, because if somebody gets elected that you don't like, and the impeachment process becomes the norm, then we'll never be a free nation, and we'll never have a real president of the United States ever again.
Hey, Pat, always love that. The MultiCare Group, Pat Casale joining us. Yeah, always love it when he checks in. Tell you what, let's do it. See if we can squeeze in a couple more calls. You want to join in, you're welcome to do. I've got, two lines open. At 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. We'll talk about anything, even the Golden Knights, who, by the way, the Vegas Golden Knights are one win away from the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And they played great last night in Los Angeles. Beat L.A. Oh, I've heard that thousands of times. It's so cool when it's one of your teams that's going after them. I love that. I absolutely love that. Go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about, Brady?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that slimeball Comey and that Gestapo Mueller guy. I think it's time to jail these guys, just like Trump says. I'm fed up with this, where you can just bust into any lawyer's office at any whim or go to Jeff Sessions and get any type of approval to do any type of investigation that has nothing to do with Russia. I think immediately Trump should just go in jail, every one of them, starting with Rosenstein, Sessions, Mueller, and the whole list that goes with them, Lynch, Obama, and all the deep state.
You're saying jail all of them?
Every one of them. This how they're going on day to day like this and trying to find something on the President of the United States is absolutely ridiculous. What if we were in Russia? I don't think any of them people would be around right now to even be talking about it.
They'd be dispatched to a gulag and would never be heard from again. Go to Sean. Listening in the Coachella Valley, listening on 98.1 News and Talk That Rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning, Sean. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the Attorney General.
Jeff Sessions.
And what I think, that's true, correct, yes. What I think that, because everybody's talking about how bad he's doing, but I would think that Trump would have fired him a long time ago if he wasn't doing his job. And what? I think there's something coming up that we're not aware of.
You think there's another shoe to drop then, in other words?
I think so. He's got things going on in the background we're not aware of. And I think, because you know yourself, look at all the people that Trump's got rid of. Because they weren't, with him. But I think it's the Attorney General is doing things that we don't know what he's doing, and the shoe's going to drop shortly.
Wow, don't know if that'll happen. Not sure, but no. Jeff Sessions, I thought Jeff Sessions was gone a long time ago. In fact, I got to tell you, I'm real surprised that he's still around.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
My name is Scott Hammond. I'm a husband, a dad, and the sponsor of Nevada's ESA program. I'm also a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. My family is just like yours. My wife, Tanya, teaches 5th grade math, and I spent 16 years teaching government to high schoolers. Like you, I'm frustrated by the professional political class in Washington and their inability to pass meaningful reforms. Too often, candidates run for office making promises they can't keep, only to let down their constituents. As a state senator, I've sponsored and passed the most sweeping education reforms in Nevada history, stood up for your Second Amendment rights, and helped create high-quality, high-paying jobs for Southern Nevada. If you believe it's time to change Washington by changing the status quo in Congress, then I would appreciate your vote. Please visit my website at hammondforcongress.us. I look forward to seeing you soon. Paid for and approved by Hammond for Congress.
Coming up tomorrow on the program, Erin Bilbray, a Democrat activist slash mom, Bernie supporter. People say, why do you have that commie pinko on? Simple. Two words. Opposition research. That's what we do. That's why we do it. That's why we do it. To find out what they're thinking. You know, what's their battle plan? That's all we do. That's going to do it for today's show. Tomorrow, more on CD3 candidate fundraising. Who's done the best job in CD3 of raising money? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Till then, my name is Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, will you please? Live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.